It looks like it's going to be great weather for the Fun with the Fuzz run at the Bellingham Police Department on Saturday for the Behind the Badge Foundation. Officer Kyle Nelson of the Bellingham Police Department puts this run together every year, and we found, you know, boy, it, just over the weekend, a deputy in Cowlitz County, Deputy Justin DeRozier, lost his life in the line of duty. And so many of these officers we've lost, when you get the story, you find out father of, you know, father of three or father of four. And the, and he had a little baby. And, boy, he was seemed like to be a hulk of a man.
Big man.
A big guy. And he was just holding his little baby there. And I know a lot of money has already come in through various, I don't know if they're GoFundMes or what have you. But this is kind of what the Behind the Badge Foundation is about, correct?
Absolutely. And you heard from the Cowlitz County Sheriff, I think he said, we don't know what to do here, right? And because they've never lost an officer in that jurisdiction. And so he's meaning in multiple ways. He doesn't know how to, they don't know how to handle it emotionally. They don't know how to handle it logistically, what goes into having a funeral, police funeral like that. And so that's where the Behind the Badge Foundation really comes in and supports the agency and the family and walks them through that process. And then like we've talked about before, those funerals can't be paid with public funds. And so any costs to the for the funeral are just taken on by the Behind the Badge Foundation or from donations like you're talking about through, generally they set up accounts through different banks. I'm not sure which one is set up at this point for him, but
that's exactly where Fun with the Fuzz run money goes.
That's right. Yep, 100% of our entry fees go towards that. All of our costs for administrative costs are covered by our great sponsors from the community. And so all of your money is going to families of fallen officers. So we are just blessed to live in this community, to have people who support us so well and come out and to the event every year and support it and support those families of fallen officers. It really does make a difference. And so
at $20 a pop.
$20 a pop. Yeah. And we want to make it available to everybody, runners, walkers, families, you got dogs, it's available. We want you to come out and have a great time. It is, unfortunately, due to recent events, it feels pretty somber, but we keep the event pretty light. We want to have a good time there. It's a good time to come and interact with some police officers in a setting that is not regarding a weed whacker. But yeah, it's just a great community event. We get excited to see everybody every year, and we, you know, we raise a little money along the way that we can help support these families. So,
well, if somebody, and there's still openings, if you want to run or if you want to walk, be a part of this on Saturday. But if someone can't be a part of it, they've got other things going on. Brad can't be a part of it, but he donated. What can people do? Where can they donate? What can they do if they just can't be a part of it on Saturday?
Yeah. So the Behind the Badge Foundation has a donation link right on their website if you want to donate directly to them, which is what I recommend people do. If you can't sign up for the race, by all means, just go directly to the Behind the Badge and donate to them. The money's going to the same place, so that's great. If you want to support it year-round, you can also buy a law enforcement memorial license plate. Those, you do not have to be an officer to have those plates. That's anybody. And all that money goes to the Behind the Badge Foundation. And again, is for those funerals and for those families. And part of it is the support that happens after the funeral as well. They come in and they set up all the logistics for the funeral, help support the family through that. But there's also reaching out to them after this event is over. The funeral is really for kind of healing the community, trying to move forward with it. But the family has to endure this for the rest of their lives.
If you're on the Instagram and stuff, Fun with the Fuzz 5K, there's great pictures of all the different sponsors that are involved and different things that you could come away with more than just knowing that you helped out a great cause.
Fun with the Fuzz. Google it up. Fun with the Fuzz 5K. It's Saturday. KISM will be down there along with a number of local businesses, part of it. And right now the weather's looking pretty good. So this will be a good time. The race starts at 9 o'clock, right?
Starts at 9, yep. Packet pickup is on Friday from 4 to 7, and then you can register on the day of the race as well from 7:30 till 8:45.
Excellent. All right, Kyle, we look forward to it. And What do you say the three of us, we get into a squad car one of these days and we go find that juvenile with the weed whacker?
Oh, we've
got to run out to Whidbey Island.
We're going
to
get him.
We're going to get him. Thank you, Kyle. See you Saturday.
Guys.
Brad and John, KISM. Fun with the Fuzz.